Hey guys, we're back. This is New Breed Film Reviews, episode 111. My name is Dave. Damn, that felt good. We just want to say, this is from everybody on the podcast. We apologize for the hiatus. You know, as you guys know, life is crazy. You know, it can be hectic at times, but we promise we're not going to abandon you guys again. Thanks for sticking with us, and we're going to continue forward with movie reviews, rants, and just fun episodes. So with all that being said, this episode I'm going to cover Luke Cage on Netflix, original Marvel series. I'm also going to talk about Logan, the upcoming Wolverine flick. It's coming out March 2017. I saw the international trailer, and I recommend, there's two trailers out. There's a regular trailer and there's an international trailer. Watch the international trailer. The international trailer pulls no punches. Logan is, it's 100% a rated R film, and you can see that from the international trailer. I'm not going to spoil anything for you guys. You're going to have to check it out yourself, but finally they're doing this character correct. Wolverine, Ghost Rider, Punisher, Daredevil, all these darker Marvel characters deserve a rated R. They're dark characters. They're not Spider-Man. They're not colorful. They're not Superman. They're the darker characters of the comics. And whenever they try, the studios try to like, make the most money at the box office by watering down these characters, making their movies PG-13, it hurts them. It hurts the characters. It hurts the content of the film. You can't do that with these guys. Like, look at Deadpool. Deadpool was a tremendous success, and that movie was a strong rated R. Like, for you guys that seen Deadpool, that movie is freaking ridiculous. And it did so well, you know, and let that be a lesson to these studios, man. Don't be afraid to make superhero films that are darker, and don't be afraid to make them rated R. But I'm going to come back to this. Let's start with, Marvel's Luke Cage on Netflix. So we had the Daredevil series on Netflix. Huge hit. Huge hit. Love Daredevil. I think they did a bang up job with that series. They made that character more popular than what he was. Daredevil was a popular character, been around forever. But I wouldn't say that Daredevil is one of the mainstream superheroes. Very popular again, been around for decades, but he definitely wasn't like one of the mainstream ones. The Netflix series brought him right to the forefront. Everybody knows who Daredevil is. And the series again was fantastic. I loved it. It's two seasons in. The third one, is being produced now, and I'm excited for it. Daredevil is a great show. Season two had my favorite comic character of all time, the Punisher, featured him, and John Bernthal played him, and he did a bang up job with the character. He really did. I was a little doubtful at first, but he definitely pulled it off. And from that, the Punisher got his own spinoff series. That's filming now, I believe. So really excited for that. But anyway, let's get back to Luke Cage. So we had the Daredevil series. We had Jessica Jones, which is another great Marvel series on Netflix. I really enjoyed that. And then we have Luke Cage, which is a spinoff from Jessica Jones. Now, Luke Cage, a.k.a. Power Man, is this superhero that he has impervious skin and he's super strong. And he's one of the Defenders. And the Defenders is comprised of Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones. So eventually, we're going to have a Defenders series. That's going to be really cool. They're kind of like a lower level Avengers in a way. So yeah, again, Luke Cage was a spinoff off of Jessica Jones, and it stars Mike Coulter as Luke Cage. Man, I'm gonna butcher this man's name, but Mahershala Ali. He plays a character called Cottonmouth, which is also a villain in the comics. Theo Rossi from Sons of Anarchy fame is in this. He plays a character called Shades. We have Frank Whaley in this. We have Alfre Woodard. She plays Black Mariah. Rosario Dawson is in this. You know, she's popping up all over these Netflix series. She was in Daredevil. She made an appearance in Jessica Jones, which is pretty cool. Luke Cage, I liked it. Let me read some of these ratings for you guys. So IMDb gave Luke Cage an 8.1 out of 10. Metacritic gave it a 79%. And Metacritic's kind of hard to win over. So it got a really good grade from Metacritic, which is cool. And if you like the Daredevil series and if you enjoy Jessica Jones, you're going to like Luke Cage. Is it as good as Daredevil? No. Is it as good as Jessica Jones? It's close. I really liked Jessica Jones. I didn't think Jessica Jones was as good as Daredevil. Luke Cage is kind of on par with Jessica Jones. I would rank Jessica Jones a little bit higher. I liked Luke Cage. I'll just cut to the chase and grade it, grade the season one. I just blasted through the whole thing. I'm going to give Luke Cage a B, you know, and that's for like a superhero Marvel Netflix series that, that is darker. Like, you know, they show certain things. It's not this colorful, you know, pop superhero. It's darker content and it's an adult show. And for what it is, I give it a B. What I liked about the series is, it had a unique feel to it. There was some controversy with the show. You know, people were saying that it's like racist. I really didn't get that. I really didn't have an issue with the show in that regard, like at all. I think it's unfair to call it racist. You know, there's certain words used on the show. You know, the superhero is black. So the show, showcases, you know, like black culture, like even, you know, the music. There's a lot of soul music on the show. It reminded me of like a retro 70s movie, you know. It had that kind of theme to it, but I didn't really have an issue with it as far as it being racist, man. You know, if you want to cry about racist, and I don't think these movies are racist either, but look at the Tarantino movies, you know. They drop the N-word. There are plenty of shows out there that can be probably considered racist to the black community. So the people crying and moaning about it, it's like, you know, that's the world we live in. People, you know, they're overly sensitive. Just enjoy the show or the content. Don't fixate on certain words. Words are only offensive if you allow them to be offensive to you. Sometimes that's, you know, that's the dialogue that was possibly used at that time period. If you have a film set in the 1960s, yeah, there was heavy racism. So, you know, the dialogue is going to be rough at times, especially if you're trying to stay true to the time period. But with Luke Cage, you know, again, people are saying that it's racist towards white people. I don't get that. I mean, I really don't. It's just a show, man. Just enjoy it for what it is. Stop crying and being overly sensitive. That's my opinion on it. Anyway, moving on. So I do recommend Luke Cage. again, I give it a B. If you like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, more than likely you're going to like Luke Cage. So there you have it with that. I hope you guys check it out and take my word for it, and I hope you enjoy it. Moving on. Let's talk about the Logan International trailer. The Logan International trailer, flat out rated R. Like, they show some stuff, and I was so happy to see that because Wolverine, that character deserves rated R. He's a darker character. You cannot give him anything less. The X-Men movies, to me, they're just, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you're aware that I really didn't care for the X-Men films, minus First Class. I liked First Class. I thought First Class was okay. The other X-Men movies, just wasn't really feeling them, guys. Just watered down to me, hokey, a little cheesy. These superhero movies of today, the Marvel Disney films, they know how to do it. They're doing it right. But the X-Men films, I'm sorry, like they missed the mark. I don't know what it is. I think it's that they're just watering them down and they're like, they're stuck like in old times. You know, it's 2016. You could push the envelope. You could be a little edgy. Like the public is going to accept that and they're going to appreciate that. So as far as the Wolverine character, it was kind of a disservice to Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is such a tremendous actor. He's such an amazing actor. And in the very beginning, when he came out in the first X-Men, which was in the year 2000, long time ago, I was on the fence with Hugh Jackman. I really didn't like him for the role. You know, when I saw pictures of him in the promotional material, he looked, I don't know, like he was too tall and too lanky to be Wolverine. Wolverine is like short and stocky, but I got over that, gave him a chance. And Hugh Jackman completely stole the show. You know, he is Wolverine the same way Harrison Ford will always be Indiana Jones. Bruce Willis will always be John McClane. Mel Gibson will always be Mad Max, even though Tom Hardy did a great job. But Hugh Jackman, he will always be Wolverine, period. Period. And here is, here's how talented Hugh Jackman is. Hugh Jackman could go and play a superhero, the same superhero. Logan would be the 9th time he plays Wolverine and still not get typecast. Like, that man is so freaking talented that he can do all different types of films, different characters, and he's not typecast as, you know, just a superhero guy. This is his last movie as Wolverine. I don't know if that means he's never doing a solo film again, and he's gonna still do cameos, you know, like if they have, you know, Deadpool 2, Deadpool 3, Wolverine makes an appearance, if Wolverine makes an appearance in like a future, you know, whatever, like an Avengers film. I don't know. I don't know. Hugh Jackman may be done, period, with Wolverine, and it's sad. It's really sad. It's kind of like the end of an era. I love Hugh Jackman myself, and it's like I said, it's like an end of an era, and it's crazy, man. Like to think that, you know, he started playing this character in the year 2000. Like, guys, we're 16, 17 years later. Everybody was so bummed when he announced, you know, one last time. You know, it's the last time he's going to do it. And us being selfish as movie fans, we're like, no, keep going, keep going. The man has been doing this for 16, 17 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's time. It's his 9th time. And, you know, it's bittersweet, but I'm really looking forward to Logan. Let me read the premise for you guys. So in 2024, mutant births are severely in decline and people aren't sure why. A government type operation is turning mutant children into killing machines. From this, Logan emerges as a mentor to a mutant girl who has 2 claws instead of his 3. It's directed by James Mangold. It comes out March 3rd, 2017. It had a budget of $127 million. Not bad, respectable. The screenplay was by Michael Green and David James Kelly. So I'm excited, man. This is probably like the 3rd, 4th time I say that. I'm just really hyped about it. It looks like they finally got the character right. And seeing Hugh Jackman on screen, it's kind of sad. You know, I don't know if they added makeup to make him look older, but Hugh Jackman has definitely aged over the years. I mean, the guy is like in his mid 40s or he may be really close to 50. And seeing him on screen as an older version of Logan and just like older himself, it's super bittersweet. And it's crazy how much time has flown by. It makes me feel old as hell. But I definitely will be in line to see this movie. I'm so stoked about it, and I want to see what they do with the character and how they end the Wolverine journey. So guys, I got nothing else. That's going to wrap up episode 111. Really soon, we want to talk about The Walking Dead. There was something that happened on The Walking Dead. For those of you guys who follow this show, you know what it is already. I wanted to get on here and talk about that, but I'm probably going to wait for Bri. Bri was excited to get on here and talk about Stranger Things. So we're probably going to do a little Walking Dead rant, a little recap on that. And we're going to talk about the Netflix series Stranger Things, which was amazing. That series, it's an A, but we're going to get into that in a future episode. So guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with us. You can follow us on Facebook. We have a Twitter, New Breed Film Reviews. You can email us questions, feedback, requests, newbreedfilmreviews2014@gmail.com. Please subscribe on iTunes. That's huge. And guys, please leave us a rating. Leave us some feedback. That really helps the show grow, and it helps us out in general. So once again, guys, from the bottom of our hearts here at New Breed Film Reviews, thank you for sticking with us, and we're not going to leave you again. So until next time, take care.